Hi, I'm Elena C., welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Will Hapanyemi. He's a first-year violin fellow from Los Angeles who knew by the time he was 2.5 that he wanted to be a violinist.
I actually have a memory of seeing Itzhak Perlman on Sesame Street, and I remember seeing him play, and I remember thinking that it was just so cool. And so I bugged my parents to play violin until it was probably 3 months later they finally decided I was really serious about it. I mean, what 2.5-year-old is serious about wanting to do something like that?
Will was lucky enough to grow up in a family that loved music, but one of his biggest influences was the famous violinist and composer Fritz Kreisler. It wasn't just Kreisler's compositions or even his fantastic playing skills, however, that really inspired Will to play the violin.
I'm quite tall. I'm 6'3", and for a violinist, that's usually thought to be rather tall because I've got long limbs, and the violin isn't a very large instrument. But Kreisler also was about 6'3", 6'4". And so, besides the fact that he's a fantastic musician, he's one of my heroes because he was just tall.
Even though Will knew he wanted to play the violin from the time he was just a little kid, he had and still has another passion. For a while, it was touch and go between the violin and dance.
Actually, there came a point where I was speaking with my dance teacher, this fantastic teacher in Los Angeles, and she told me, you know, dancers have a really tough life. It's like musicians have a hard life, but dancers, there's nothing harder than dance. You're going to be burned out when you're 25. And if you want to do this, it has to be the only thing in the world that you want to do. There can't be anything that you want to do more than this. I thought about it and I was like, I really like the violin, so I think I'm going to stick with that.
And he really likes working with the New World Symphony too, and says he's especially fortunate to be with the group during their first year in their brand new home, the beautiful New World Center. Will says there have been many exciting moments in the New World Center, but one of the most exciting happened right after it opened.
I was fortunate enough to win the concerto competition here at New World, and I played Prokofiev G minor concerto. So 3 pages from the end, it's this fiery last movement with lots of Spanish influence and castanets a-clacking. I took a wild upbow. I was being very showy, and I hit the corner of my violin. Now, I was completely confused what had happened because there was like a crack, a boom that happened right next to my ear. And I got done and I looked at it, and the entire top of the violin from the neck until the sound post, about 3/4 of the violin had come completely off. It was just flapping about a 1/2 inch. So that was definitely an exciting concert here.
Like most of the New World Symphony fellows, Will has nothing but great things to say about his colleagues. He says everyone is so motivated and so focused, and that helps him become a better musician. And the things he gets to do as a member of the New World Symphony also inspire him to be the best he can be. So his colleagues, the philosophies behind the New World Symphony, and the new hall all make Will realize how fortunate he is to be with the group, and with conductor Michael Tilson Thomas.
He's such a good conductor. It's a real treat to get to play for him. He puts so much into the concerts, and you know, he rehearses the heck out of pieces. He doesn't hold back on rehearsals. He really gives himself in rehearsals, and it's so easy to put yourself on the line and be enthusiastic in rehearsals and just really go for it when your conductor's really going for it. And it's like, he cares so much about it. It's really important. I was so fortunate to come here this year and get to perform with all of these great, great musicians. This has been a real treat of a year.
That was first-year violin fellow Will Hapanyemi. I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.